弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们先来到主的面前，一起来祷告。
Let us pray together before the Lord.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来敬拜你，来呼求你的名。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you to worship you and call upon you.
父神，我们感谢你召聚你的儿女在一起，主，让我们在这个周末，虽然有的弟兄姐妹出外，但是你也带领我们在这里能够专心来敬拜你。
We thank you, Lord, even though many brothers and sisters are outside, that you still called us to come here to worship you.
主，你是个灵，你告诉我们要用心灵诚实来敬拜你。
Oh Lord, you are the Spirit, and you taught us to worship you in truth and in spirit.
主，你也告诉我们，非圣洁不能见主的面。
You also told us, unless we are holy, we cannot see your face.
主，我们若是在上一周主得罪任何人，得罪主你自己，主求主你涂抹我们的过犯，求主你赦免我们的罪。
If in this past week we have sinned against you, against others, may you cover all our transgressions.
主，我们感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
主，我们靠自己不能理解明白你的话语，求主你的圣灵来帮助我们。
We need your spirit to help us because we cannot understand your words on our own.
我们感谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray and ask in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
上次的信息我们看到。法利赛人呢，虽然也见过耶稣，也耳闻目睹过他医病、赶鬼和其他各样的神迹。
During last passage, we have seen the Pharisees. They have seen Jesus. They have witnessed his miraculous works in the healing and chasing out the demons.
然而，他们因为心里刚硬，不信耶稣就是神的儿子，就是基督，就是他们要盼望的弥赛亚。
But because of the hardness of their heart, they refused to acknowledge Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah.
而且他们故意来试探主耶稣，与他为敌，让他从天上给他们行个神迹。
So they came purposefully against him, opposed him, to ask Jesus to show them signs from heaven.
那么门徒呢？虽然他们天天跟主耶稣在一起
，even though disciples are with the Lord every day,
却是对主耶稣的言行也不是能够完全的理解。
And yet they cannot totally understand, the deeds and words of our Lord Jesus.
因为他们根本也不知道与他们每日同在的耶稣就是他们就是基督。
Because they did not know that the person with them every day is the Christ.
就是他们等候的救主。
Is the Lord they've been waiting for?
其实呢，这些现象呢，都是属灵的瞎眼。
So all this are spiritual blindness.
那么就像身体的瞎眼一样，一个瞎眼的人如果没有医生的医治，自己是永远也不会看见。
It's just like the physical blindness. Without healing from a physician, they can never see.
那么属灵的瞎眼呢，如果没有神的工作，也永远不会知道耶稣他就是基督，就是弥赛亚。
So spiritual blindness is the same. Without the work of God, they cannot know that Jesus is Christ, the Messiah.
那么从今天的信息中，他会告诉我们，神呢，他不但能使身体的瞎眼得看见，也能使属灵的瞎眼知道耶稣他就是基督。
So from today's passage, we know not only Jesus can cure the physical blindness so they can see, and also cure the spiritual blindness so we know Jesus is Christ.
那我们想从三个方面来分享这段经文。
So we're going to think about this passage in three aspects.
那么第一点就是主耶稣能使身体的瞎眼看见。
So the first is the Lord Jesus enables the physically blind to see.
第二点就是人因属灵的瞎眼不能知道耶稣就是不能知道耶稣真实的身份。
So second point is people don't know Jesus' identity because of their spiritual blindness.
那么第三点我们知道是神呢使属灵的瞎眼知道耶稣就是基督。
So the third God makes the spiritually blind know that Jesus is Christ.
我们先看第一点，主耶稣能使身体的瞎眼看见。
So we see the first point, the Lord Jesus enables the physical blind to see.
那么这是在第二十二节到二十六节。
From verse 22 to 26.
我们先看第二十二节到二十三节前半部分。
We first read the verse 22 and 23.
他们来到伯赛大，有人带一个瞎子来，求耶稣摸他。耶稣拉着瞎子的手，领他到村外。
And they came to Bethsaida, and some people brought to him a blind man, and begged him to touch him.
那么，马可福音，从马可福音第八章第一到二十一节告诉我们，主耶稣识破了法利赛人他们的试探，拒绝在他们面前行任何神迹。
So from the book of Mark, we know that our Lord Jesus, the Pharisees did not see Jesus as Christ.
那么他不给他们行神迹，而且带着他的门徒呢离开了他们。
They want to see a miracle from Jesus, but Jesus refused. So he took the disciples and left them.
那么现在呢，他们一行呢就来到了伯赛大。
Now they came to Bethsaida.
我们也知道，在来伯赛大的途中，主耶稣责备了门徒对他的不明白。
We also know through their journey to Bethsaida, Jesus has rebuked the disciples for their not understanding.
那么伯赛大呢，它是位于哥拉逊的东边不到十公里的地方。
So the place of Bethsaida is about 10 miles away from Chorazin.
那么在这两个城市呢，都是在靠近加利利海的北岸。
So it's close to the north shore of Galilee.
那么五饼二鱼的神迹就是发生在伯赛大。
We know that the miracle of two loaves and five fishes was performed at Bethsaida.
那么我们可以看一下《路加福音》第九章十到十三节这里的记录。
So we can see it was recorded in Luke in chapter 9 from verse 10 to 13.
那么这里讲到使徒回来将所做的事告诉耶稣，耶稣就带他们暗暗地离开那里，往一座城去，那城名叫伯赛大。但众人知道了，就跟着他去。耶稣便接待他们，对他们讲论神国的道，医治那些虚医的人。日头快平息，十二个门徒来对他说，请叫众人散开，他们好往四乡从去借宿找吃的，因为我们这里是掩地。耶稣说，你们给他们吃吧。门徒说，我们不过有五个饼两条鱼，若不为这许多人买食物就不够。
That's verse 10 to 13 of Luke. On their return, the apostles told him all that they had done, and he took them and withdrew apart to a town called Bethsaida. When the crowds learned it, they followed him, and he welcomed them and spoke to themOf the kingdom of God and cure those who had need of healing. Now the day began to wear away, and the 12 came and said to him, Send the crowd away to go into the surrounding villages and the countryside to find the lodging and get provisions, for we are here in a desolate place. But he said to them, You give them something to eat, they said.We have no more than five loaves and the two fish, unless we are able to go and buy food for all these people.
我们知道随后就发生了五饼二鱼的神迹。
We know that led to the miracle of five loaves and two fish.
那么其实一些人呢，他们相信耶稣所行的各样的神迹。
Even though they believe all kinds of miracles performed by Jesus,
所以他们就把一些身体上有需要的人带到主耶稣的面前来，让他来医治。
That's why they brought people who had needs for healing to Jesus.
那么就比方说，在马可福音七章三十二节，那么他说有人带着一个耳聋舌结的人来见耶稣，求他按手在他的身上。
It's just like in Mark, it says somebody brought a person who was dumb and deaf. And Jesus put his hand on him and he was killed.
那么主耶稣呢就把这个耳聋舌结的人呢就治好了。
So Jesus cured the person who was deaf and dumb.
那么从刚才我们读的这里有看到，那么这里呢有人带着一个瞎子来求耶稣摸他。
Here we see that somebody brought a blind person ask Jesus to touch him.
所以这些人之所以要有需要的让这些有需要的人来借耶稣，是因为他们相信耶稣能够医好他们。
They do that because they believe Jesus can heal them.
这里我们看到主耶稣并没有在伯赛大的众人面前来医治这个瞎子。
We see that Jesus didn't heal this blindness in public in Bethsaida.
而是领这个瞎子到了村外。
So he led him outside the village.
我们知道虽然主耶稣呢曾经在这里行过五饼二鱼的神迹，
Even though Jesus performed the miracle of five loaves and two fishes,
然而从圣经的记录中我们知道这里的人呢还是不信，还是不悔改。
But from the Bible we know that those people still do not believe and do not repent.
主耶稣呢在路加福音十到十三节发出这样的感叹。
Our Lord Jesus has such a saying in chapter 10, verse 13 of Luke.
他说，格拉逊哪，你有祸了，伯赛大啊，你有祸了，因为在你们中间所行的异能，若行在推罗西顿，他们早已披麻蒙灰，坐在地上悔改了。
Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon,They would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes.
所以呢，我们这里看到主耶稣领瞎子到村外来治他，因为他不要再在这里的人的面前行任何神迹，直到他行了这些神迹，他们也不会相信他。
That's why Jesus led the blind people, person outside the village to perform, because even he would perform in the village, they would still not believe in him.
我们下面看下二十三节后半部分到二十五节。
Now we look at verse 23 and to 25.
所以耶稣呢就吐唾沫在他眼睛上，按手在他身上，问他说：“你看见什么了？”他就抬头一看，说：“我看见人了，他们好像树木，并且行走。”随后又按手在他眼睛上，他定睛一看，就恢复就复了原，样样都看得清楚了。
So.Jesus had a spit on his eyes and laid his hands on him. He asked him, Do you see anything? And he looked up and said, I see people, but they look like trees walking. Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he opened his eyes. His sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly.
我们从福音书里面我们看到主耶稣通常医治病人都是手到病除。
So we know that through the Gospels, Jesus healed people by putting his hands on them.
那么然而呢这里呢主通过了两个步骤才让这个瞎子完全的看见。
Here, Jesus performed two steps, make the restore the sight completely.
那么这首先体现了主耶稣他的无限全能。
The first time showed that the omnipotence of Jesus.
他可以用任何方式医治各样的疾病。
He can use any method to cure all diseases.
这里也体现了主耶稣他对这个瞎子的怜悯。
Here we also see his mercy.On this blind person.
我们知道了，对一个盲人来说，他最敏感的就是他的触觉。
We know that for the blind person, he's more sensitive to touch.
所以呢，主耶稣两次按手在他的眼睛上。
So twice Jesus put his hands on his eyes.
他想让这个瞎子呢相信他就是在要医治他。
So he wants this blind person to believe Jesus is healing him.
那么主耶稣在这里呢并不是说不能让这个瞎子立即看见。
It's not just cannot make him see clearly right away.
而是让他逐渐的从看得模糊到看得清楚。
So he wants to heal him gradually from not quite clear to able to see things clearly.
其实在他医治瞎子的同时他是在告诉他的门徒和所有信他的人。
As he was healing this blind person. He is actually teaching his disciples and those who believe in him.
认识他的真实身份需要一个过程。
To know his true identity is a process.
罪人呢，不可能一下子就能认清楚的认识耶稣。
People cannot clearly understand Jesus right away.
他需要一个过程，因为我们过去是属灵的眼瞎。
Because we were spiritually blind, therefore we need to go through a process.
我们需要靠着主的恩典，让我们过去的属灵的瞎眼逐渐的看得清楚。
So through the grace of our Lord, because of our past spiritual blindness, we gradually get to know Jesus.
我们看二十六节告诉我们说，耶稣打发他回家说，这村子你也，连村子你也不要进去。
On verse 26, and he sent him to his home, saying, "Do not even enter the village."
那么从这节经文我们可以看到，首先这个瞎子他不是伯赛大的人。
Now we can see the blind person is not from Bethsaida.
那么主耶稣同时也不让他进伯赛大来宣扬这个神迹。
And Jesus does not want him to enter Bethsaida to proclaim the glory.
因为他们刚硬不悔改的心，这个神迹对他们也是毫无意义。
Because of their non-repenting hearts, all this miracle is not going to help them.
所以呢，耶稣基督是医治这个眼瞎的人呢，他的这个神迹一方面是医治这个身体的瞎眼，另一方面也是让他的门徒属灵的瞎眼得以看见。
By healing this person, Jesus not only healed his blindness physically, he also made his disciples to cure their spiritual blindness.
那么其实属灵的瞎眼呢，不可能真正的认识耶稣就是基督。
Because of a spiritual blindness, make people unable to know Jesus is Christ.
那这就我们想看的今天第二点就是属灵的瞎眼不知道耶稣他的真实身份。
So this is the second point. People don't know Jesus' identity because of their spiritual blindness.
那么这是我们的二十七到二十八节。
This is verse 27 to 28.
那么关于耶稣是谁，那并不是一个新问题。
It's not a new question, who is Jesus?
那么二十七到二十七节我们先看，耶稣和门徒出去往凯撒利亚菲利比的村庄去，在路上问门徒说，人说我是谁？他们说，有人说是施洗的话，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是先知里的一位。
Verse 27, and Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked his disciples, who do people say that I am? And they told him, John the Baptist, and others is Elijah.And others, one of the prophets.
所以呢，关于耶稣到底是谁，这个不是一个新问题。
So, quote, who is Jesus is not a new question.
那么，因为当耶稣行了平静风浪的这个神迹以后，他的门徒就开始思想他们的这个夫子到底是谁。
Ever since Jesus calmed the storm, and his disciples started thinking, who is this Jesus?
那么在马可福音第四章四十一节告诉我们，他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说，这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。
So in chapter 4 verse 41 of Mark, he says, and they were filled with great fear and said to one another, who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?
那么现在呢，主耶稣行了使瞎子的眼睛看见的神迹以后，直接问他们关于他到底是谁的这个问题。
Right now, right after he has healed the blindness person, and Jesus asked him, who do you think I am?
那么他首先问门徒说，就是问门徒说他是这个外面的人怎么样看待他。
So first, he asked you what other people say who I am.
那么主耶稣在世上的事工其实开始不久，人就开始猜测他的身份。
Actually, not long after Jesus started his ministry, people started guessing who he is.
那么在马可福音六章十四到十五节里面，我们看到当时的人们当时在人们中间流传的这几种对耶稣的说法。
So from Mark 6, 14 to 15, it's recorded some of the what people think Jesus' identity.
那么这里说耶稣的名声传扬出来，希律王听见了，就说施洗的约翰从死里复活了，所以这些异能由他里面发出来，但别人说是以利亚，也有人说是先知正像先知中的一位。
King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Some said John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why this miraculous powers are at work in him. But others said he is Elijah, and others said he is a prophet, like one of the prophets of old.
那么其实呢，这里门徒只是把他们听到的当时流行的这些观点来汇报给主耶稣。
So here Jesus, the disciples, they only repeated what they heard and told Jesus.
那么一些人呢是同意希律的说法，认为他是施洗约翰复活了。
They agree with Herod because they think he's John the Baptist who's risen.
那么一些人认为他是先知所预言的，那么在世界的末日到来之前要来的以利亚。
Some also think he is the one that was prophesied to would come before the last days of the world. That is would be Elijah.
那么这是在马拉基书第一章和第四章都有这样的记述。
This was recorded in Malachi chapter 1 and chapter 4.
那么也有人认为他就是先知中的一位。
Some just think he is one of the prophets.
那么不管他们说耶稣是谁，其实这些都是对耶稣的赞同的评价。
So it doesn't matter who they say Jesus is.All this agree with Jesus.
其实都是对耶稣的一个积极的正面的肯定。
So this is a positive understanding of Jesus.
都表现出他们对耶稣的敬重。
So it reflects their respect for Jesus.
那都说出了耶稣作为先知的这方面的属性。
So they also agree with Jesus' ministry as a prophet.
然而他们并没有正确的解释为什么耶稣能行这一切奇妙的作为。
But they could not explain how can Jesus, why can Jesus cure those diseases.
因为他们只是凭自己的主观意识和经验来猜测他的身份。
So they were just guessing based on their personal understanding.
其实这很像我们看过的这个盲人摸象的故事。
It's just like what we have heard, the blind people touching an elephant.
那么摸着耳朵的就说它像一个扇子。
So the one who touched the ear of the elephant, so he says that is something they can use to whip.
那么摸着这个大象的腿的就说它像一个柱子。
So they touched the legs of the, he said it is a rock.
那么摸着大象尾巴的，就是这个大象像一根绳子。
So when they touch the tail, they think the elephant is like a string.
然而每个盲人他都说出一些大象的特性。
So each of the blind person has touched one of the characters of the elephant.
但是这些都是片面的，他认识不到大象的真实的样子。
But those were just the minor parts, but not the true.Identity.
同样，人们都是通过耳闻目睹来猜测耶稣，来得出耶稣所行的这些神迹对他们有一个什么样的认识。
So their understanding of Jesus came from what they have seen and what they have heard.
但是他们拒绝接受他就是他们盼望的基督弥赛亚，就是那位受膏者。
But they refuse to accept Jesus is.The Messiah, the anointed one.
为什么？就是因为他们还是属灵的瞎眼。
This is because they are still spiritually blind.
他们不可能认识耶稣的真实身份。
They could not understand Jesus' true identity.
那么我们了解了这里外人对主耶稣的认识，那么门徒在经历了耶稣使瞎子看见这个神迹之后，他们对耶稣有一个什么样的认识呢？
So here we can see what they know about Jesus after they have seen Jesus' miracles, healing the blindness.
那么这是我们今天要看的最后一点，神使属灵的瞎眼知道耶稣就是基督。
So this is the last point. God makes the spiritual blind known Jesus is Christ.
那么这就是最后的两节，二十九到三十节。
This verse 29 and 30.
我们先看二十九节，又问他们说：“你们说我是谁？”彼得回答说：“你是基督。”
Verse 29, and he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Christ."
那么这里主耶稣听了他的门徒汇报人对他的认识后，主耶稣转过来问他的门徒，他们是怎么样认识他的？
After Jesus heard, the disciples told him what other people say about Jesus. So Jesus asked them, "What do you say who I am?"
那么彼得呢，代表所有的这些门徒回答说：“你就是基督。”
So Peter represented all the disciples and answered, "You are the Christ."
我们要知道，在当时呢，宗教界的这些领袖，他们认为主耶稣是被鬼附的人。
Oh, we know those.The spiritual leaders, they thought Jesus was one of the demons.
认为他能行各样的神迹奇事，是因为有鬼王在控制他。
So they think the reason he can perform miracle is because the power of a Beelzebul.
那么在马可福音的三章三十一节这样讲。
In Mark 3:31,
说从耶路撒冷下来的文士说他是被别西卜附着，又说他是靠鬼王赶鬼。
And they say that he came from the power of a Beelzebul.
所以呢，彼得呢和其他的门徒拒绝宗教领袖的这个观点，开始认识到他们的福祉其实就是基督。
So from this spiritual point, that Peter knows that Jesus is the Christ.
就是他们所要盼望的弥赛亚。
Is the Messiah they were.
那么这并不是人的认识不断的上升。
This is not because people do not understand.
那么这是神的作为。
Because this is God's no doing.
是神把他们过去属灵的眼睛打开，使他们知道在他们眼前的就是基督。
Because God opened their spiritual blindness so they know that Jesus is God.
因为同样的这个神迹呢，在马太福音十六章十七节这样讲。
Because of the same miracle was recorded in Matthew chapter 16.
那么，当耶稣问这些门徒：“你们认为我是谁？”那么这个彼得说：“你就是基督。”耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。”
So after Jesus asked who you say I am, Peter said, "You are the Christ." So Jesus answered to Peter, says, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Yonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father."
那么这里我们要知道，虽然神使他们属灵的眼睛打开，知道耶稣就是基督。
Even though God opened their spiritual blindness so they know Jesus is Christ.
然而他们的认识从开始其实还是模糊的。
But their understanding was still not very fuzzy.
就像主打开瞎子的眼睛，他并没有立即看得清楚。
It's just like When Jesus opened the eyes of the blind person, they did not clearly see right away.
而是靠耶稣按手在他的眼睛上，逐渐的看得越来越清楚。
Because Jesus put his hands on his eyes, he slowly can see better.
那么彼得和其他门徒一样，虽然知道了耶稣就是基督。
Even though Peter and disciples.They know Jesus is Christ.
但是他们开始的认识呢，还不是很清楚。
But their beginning understanding is still not very clear.
他们是靠神的恩典才逐渐的认识的清楚的。
They can gradually know understand better by God's grace.
我们知道，虽然彼得当现在接受了承认耶稣就是基督，但是我们知道彼得随后呢又有三次不认识主。
Even though Peter knew Jesus is Christ. We know that he's three times denied Jesus.
而且呢，这主钉十字架的时候呢，所有的他的门徒都四处逃散。
So when he was nailed on the cross, all his disciples dispersed.
而直到五旬节圣灵降临，门徒才清楚地明白他们的福祉就是基督。
So not until Pentecost, when the Spirit, Holy Spirit came, they can clearly know Jesus.
所以呢，使徒彼得呢，在五旬节圣灵降下的一次讲道中这样讲。
That's why when Peter was preaching during Pentecost, because the power of the Spirit, he was saying this.
那么使徒行传二章三十六节这样说，说故此以色列全家都当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣已经立他为主为基，神已经立他为主为基督了。
So in Acts 2:36 Peter says, let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
那么其实从那时起，门徒就奉主的名去各地传悔改的福音，领人信耶稣做他的门徒。
So from then on, the disciples begin to proclaim Jesus' gospel and leading people to Jesus.
因为从那时起，他们才真正的认识到耶稣他就是基督，就是弥赛亚，就是信他之人的救主。
So because since that time they begin to know Jesus is Messiah and he is the Savior.
他们才真正的清楚地认识到了耶稣他的真实的身份。
So they clearly understood Jesus' true identity.
那么三十节在这里说，耶稣就警戒他们不要告诉人。
So in verse 30, Jesus warned them not to go tell anyone about this.
那么主在这里警戒门徒不要告诉人们就是基督，就是弥赛亚。
So Jesus is telling them not to tell anyone that he is Messiah, he is Christ.
那么这也是 一方面是因为门徒此时对他的认识还不是很清楚。
One part of that is because they still do not have a clear understanding of Jesus.
那么二一方面是说主耶稣还没有被钉十字架，神的救恩计划还没有完成。
Secondly, because Jesus has not been crucified on the cross,So the redemption has not been completed.
那么圣灵还没有赐下。
And the Spirit has not been coming.
那么人需要听神的道，并且有圣灵在心中的工作，才能认识耶稣就是他们的救主，就是弥赛亚。
People need to know God's words and also the teaching of the Spirit, then they will know Jesus is Messiah.
所以凭我们自己是不可能认识耶稣基督就是救主，就是弥赛亚。
So according to our own, we cannot understand Jesus is Christ, is Messiah.
那么主耶稣禁止门徒宣扬他的真实的身份的另一个可能的原因是，当时犹太人呢正在罗马帝国的统治下。
Another reason, because those days, the Jewish were under the control of Romans.
那么他们在极力的盼望弥赛亚能快快的到来，领他们能够把罗马的统治者赶出去。
So they were hoping Jesus, the Messiah, would come and lead there against the Romans.
能够带领这些犹太人建立犹太王国。
So they can lead them to establish their own kingdom.
所以他们要盼望的弥赛亚，其实一位他们心中的勇士。
So the Messiah they were expecting was a warrior.
而耶稣基督在他们的眼里是一位卑微，是一位这个不是他们盼望的那个样子。
So Jesus appeared quite humble himself. It's not what they expected.
所以此时如果告诉这些犹太人，那么他就是弥赛亚，那么这个不是神对他们的计划。
If they tell them that Jesus is Messiah at this time, that would not be in the plan of God.
那么我们从今天的信息告诉我们，身体的瞎眼需要医治才能看见。
So from Today's message, we see that the physical blindness needs to be healed before they can see.
所以呢，属灵的瞎眼是需要靠着神的话语和神在人心中的工作才能被打开。
The spiritual blindness can only be opened by God's words and God's work in us.
只有我们属灵的瞎眼被打开，我们人才能认识耶稣就是基督。
Only after our spiritual blindness is opened, then we know.Jesus is Christ.
就是信他之人的救主。
Is the Savior for those who believe in him.
那么主耶稣在这里并没有让这个瞎子立即看见，而是让他逐渐的看得清楚。
So Lord Jesus did not let him see immediately, but gradually let him to see clearly.
其实我们每一个基督徒也是这样的一个情形。
So this is true for every Christian.
那么我们过去其实都是属灵的瞎眼。
We were all spiritually blind.
是神的恩典透过他的话语和圣灵在我们里面的工作。
Is God's grace through the work of His grace and work of the Spirit.
我们的属灵的眼睛才得以打开。
Then our spiritual blindness was opened.
才认识我们是个罪人。
So we realized we were sinners.
那么靠着神赐给我们的信心，接受耶稣成为我们的救主和生命的主。
So by the faith given us from God, we accept Jesus to be our Savior and our Lord.
然而呢，我们不可能一下子就能够清楚地认识神。
But we cannot immediately understand know God.
那么这是一个逐渐的深入的过程。
So that is a gradual deepening process.
那么就像圣经说，我们这是一个一生的一个在借主面之前的一个成圣的过程。
So this is what the Bible said, that a process of sanctification.
我们需要神赐我们信心和智慧。
We need God to give us wisdom and faith.
也需要我们这些信耶稣基督的人，需要我们竭力的去追求。
And we believers need to diligently seek for it.
那么即使我们蒙恩得救，
even though we were blessed and saved,
我们可能还像那位刚被主的手打开眼睛的瞎子。
We are more likely just like the one who were only.Newly opened eyes.
有时候看我主耶稣就像瞎子看人还像树一样。
So when we look at Jesus, as if just like the blind person see people as a tree.
那么需要神一次一次的触摸，我们才能看得更清楚。
We need the more touching before we can see clearly.
那么今天在这里有的人可能还没有信耶稣。
Maybe someone of you here do not believe in Jesus.
那么还不知道自己是一个罪人。
And you do not know that you are a sinner.
也不知道耶稣是谁。
And you do not know who Jesus is.
那么我们现在信耶稣的人过去其实跟你们完全一样。
So for all of us who are believers, we were just like you in the past.
所以人不可能靠自己的有限的知识和经验来认识自己是个罪人。
It is impossible to know that we are sinners by our own knowledge and past experiences.
也不可能认识这位无限的神。
We could not understand the limitless God.
那么也就是说，知道耶稣就是基督，这是神完全的恩典。
So we know Jesus is God. We need the complete grace.
那么当您听着福音，听着神的道，如果您心中有感动的，
So if you have heard the gospel and read the word and you were touched,
请求您心中不要抵挡这个感动，这是圣灵可能在你的心中在工作。
I ask you not to oppose this touch because that is the work of the Spirit in you.
我们不要像那些伯赛大的人听完福音然后看到神迹以后，心里还是一样的刚硬。
So do not like the people in Bethsaida. After they have seen the miracles, they are still hard in their heart.
而最终被主完全的丢弃。
And they were forsaken by the Lord.
那我们邀请这些还没有信耶稣的人，那么邀请你来常常听到。
We invite those who have not believed in Jesus yet.Come often to hear the words.
那么恳求圣灵在你们的心中工作。
We ask the Spirit to work in you.
打开你属灵的眼睛。
So open your spiritual eyes.
明白神救恩的计划。
To understand the plan of God's redemption.
那么接受耶稣成为您个人的救主和生命的主。
So accept Jesus to be your Savior and the Lord.
能够跟我们一起，跟众圣徒一起来敬拜主，来侍奉他。
So you can come and worship and serve the Lord together with the believers.
一起来建立主的教会，一起来兴旺他的福音。
So we can work together, establish the church, and to proclaim the gospel.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢主，你赐给我们主你宝贵的话语。
Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us your precious words.
让我们这些真的是蒙恩的人，能够靠着主你的圣灵的带领，能够明白主你的旨意。
So for those of us who are blessed and led by the Spirit, we may understand your truth.
主，我们感谢你打开我们这些过去曾经是瞎眼的属灵的眼睛。
We thank you.For open our past spiritual blindness,
主让我们越来越认识主更清楚
so that we get to know you more clearly.
让我们更多的看到我们自己的需要，看到主你的荣耀
so we may see more of our needs and more of your glory.
主让我们这些信你的人不但要听到，而且要行道
so for those who we believe in you, not only to hear the words, but we also do the words.
能够活出耶稣基督你的样式，成为主你美好的见证。
So that we may live out the image of the Jesus, may God be therefore be good witness for you.
我们感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们在祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We thank you and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.